Nolte, Stephen Colbert was propped up by $160 million in left-wing affirmative action. By John Nolte on July 21, 2025. The news that Stephen Colbert's Late Show lost $40 million per year going all the way back to 2021, and maybe earlier, is another example of just how corrupt CBS is. CBS lost, at least $160 million to keep Colbert on the air. Why? It's not as though Colbert brought prestige to the network. It's not as though Colbert penetrated the culture in some way. No, all Colbert did was turn The Late Show into yet another hour of a CNN-like show anchored by yet another smug, smarmy, unfunny, and unappealing host. Actually, it was worse than that. Colbert, along with Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, degraded late night into resistance TV, establishment TV, anti-Trump TV, pussy hat TV. And CBS, using airwaves owned by We the People, was so eager to spread leftist propaganda, it was willing to lose at least $160 million to keep it pumping. CBS obviously believed it was worth any amount to overproduce what was basically an hour of MSNBC, hoping that the late-night imprimatur would disguise this propaganda as hip and cool entertainment, and therefore sell it through the back door. Bottom line, CBS is guilty of flushing $160 million down a toilet, hoping to sway and influence public opinion on behalf of the Democrat Party. Which means CBS is lying when it claims it canceled Colbert in the Late Show franchise based on economics. If CBS cared about economics, it would have either 1. Canceled Colbert years ago or 2. Forced the tool to retool his show into something people might actually want to watch. An honest business concerned about economics doesn't flush $40 million down the toilet in 2021 and then say carry on. An honest business concerned about economics sure as hell doesn't flush $120 million down the toilet and then say carry on. But that's precisely what CBS did. Good heavens, on the very night of The Late Show's cancellation, who did Colbert have as his top guest? Was it one of these people? 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 No. 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 No, it was Adam freaking Schiff, the dullest and most dishonest white man in America. The Democrat U.S. Senator from California. One of the greatest television shows ever produced was HBO's The Larry Sanders Show, where the great Gary Shandling played a fictional late-night host. Larry Sanders is a timeless, hilarious, and insightful look at how the sausage is made in late night. From the neurotic star to the ruthlessness of the competition. One of the primary themes is booking, as in the cutthroat elements that go into booking guests. Because back then, when Hollywood was still sane, it was understood that who you booked, who was hot, who was in the news, who could make a ripple in the culture, mattered more than anything else. And who benefited from all this stress, anxiety, and sometimes underhanded booking? You and I did. The audience did. Fast forward to 2025, your late night show is losing $40 million a year. Getting humiliated in the ratings by a guy named Greg Gutfeld on a cable channel, and you're booking Adam Schiff? Good grief. Talk about affirmative action. And that's all this was, affirmative action. Colbert wasn't fired because he spoke truth to power. He wasn't fired because Trump wanted him fired. He wasn't fired because of economics. Colbert was fired for only one reason. The merger between CBS parent company, Paramount Global, and Skydance. Imagine your Skydance looking at the financials for The Late Show. There's no doubt in my mind that Skydance told Paramount it had to fix the Colbert problem. So, there it is. Now we know. Stephen Colbert, an old, straight, white guy, benefited from one of the greatest affirmative action scams of all time. Over at least 4 years, a multinational corporation was willing to lose $120 million to pay Colbert $12 to $15 million a year to work 4 days a week to spread the leftist propaganda CBS wanted spread. And they did this using our airwaves. Democrats sure got it good. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.